Political conditions. Among the political conditions mentioned by the Holy Prophet are conditions which, taken together, seem to present a complete picture of the present time. Among those mentioned by the Holy Prophet, according to Huzaifa bin al-Yaman and Abu Naim, are political misfortunes of Muslims. The description of the Holy Prophet is summed up in the words, "Muslims will become like Jews." The analogy with Jews implies loss of political power and political prestige. Like Jews, they will be reduced to political subjection and will have to live at the mercy of others. How true this description is. The political power of Muslims has declined steadily. Very little of it is now left. There was a time when Muslim flags flew in all parts of the world, but today we can point to only a few countries where Muslim flags can be seen flying. Muslims enjoy political independence here and there, but they find it difficult to maintain this independence except with the help of Christian powers. Allah help us. To Him we belong, and to Him we return. Another political sign of the time of the promised Messiah, according to the Holy Prophet, was that Syria, Iraq, and Egypt were to rebel against their Muslim kings, and Arabs would be divided into several different kingdoms. According to Abu Huraira, as recorded in Muslim, the Holy Prophet said, apparently addressing the Arab peoples, عن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منعت العراق درهمها وقفيزها ومنعت الشام مدزيها ودينارها ومنعت مصر إردبها ودينارها وعدتم من حيث بدأتم وعدتم من حيث بدأتم وعدتم من حيث بدأتم. Iraq will refuse to share her produce and her prosperity. So will Syria, so will Egypt. And you, meaning the Arab peoples, will become as divided and disunited as you were once. This prophecy has been fulfilled. Iraq, Syria, and Egypt are independent countries, no longer owing allegiance to Turkey and refusing to share their produce and wealth with the leading Muslim powers. Arabs have become divided again. True, Hijaz has an Arab government, but it has many enemies and is economically poor and primitive. Other parts of Arabia are without stable administrations. Their governments cannot compare with other governments of today. Another political change predicted by the Holy Prophet was that two peoples mentioned in ancient prophecies, Gog and Magog, would assume such tremendous power that other nations of the world would be as nothing compared with them. The books of Hadith, Muslim and Tirmidhi, report Nawaz bin Saman as saying that, according to the Holy Prophet, God would command the promised Messiah saying, حرز عبادي إلى الطور فإني قد أنزلت عبادا لي لا يداني لأحد لقتالهم قال ويبعث الله يأجوج ومأجوج. Lead my servants to Sinai. I have sent some men into the world whom no one can fight in battle. The Holy Prophet also said that God would raise Gog and Magog in the world. These signs have been fulfilled. Gog and Magog have appeared already. They are the eastern and the western nations whom no nations can fight in battle. The eastern nations are aligned with Russia, the western nations with England and America. We have a reference to it in the Bible. Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles. Both these nations and their respective allies have reached the zenith of their power. As predicted in the Hadith, the rise of these blocs was to take place after the advent of the promised Messiah. The rise of Gog and Magog therefore shows that the promised Messiah has already come. A political change of great importance mentioned by the Holy Prophet relates to the rise of the laboring classes. As narrated by Huzaifa bin al-Yaman, an important sign of the coming of the promised Messiah would be the rise of poor, ill-clad persons as rulers. The word used in the Hadith is naked, and this is to be understood in a relative sense. Compared to the rich, the poor are naked and unclothed. For want of variety and quality which the rich can afford, the poor are often described as naked. The sign has been fulfilled. As governments have become more and more representative, political power has gone to the poor. The poor, therefore, have become kings. So powerful is labor now that the kings of the world quail before the labor leaders. Other political parties also think it necessary to remain at peace with labor. In countries like Russia and Switzerland, they are the ruling class. In parts of Australia, they are steadily gaining strength. Another sign of the time of the promised Messiah narrated by the Holy Prophet according to Huzaifa bin al-Yaman is the expansion and elaboration of the ruling hierarchy. The expression used in the Hadith is shurt, and shurt means assistants and deputies of the ruler. The sign has been fulfilled. In state administration before, we did not have the large number of deputy under and assistant secretaries that we have today. Most territorial units had one ruler, who functioned by himself. But now, administrative organizations have become so large that the number of assistants and deputies has increased many times over. There is a long list of departments and divisions into which state administration is divided: police, public health, registration, public works, post office, communications such as railway, telegraph, telephone, irrigation, excise, audit, etc. The actual number of divisions and departments is much larger than this. Every state has to appoint experts for the administration of departments or divisions. Each expert has to have a number of assistants. So each government today consists of a very complete and very elaborate organization of secretaries and their staff. A change connected with the time of the promised Messiah and mentioned by the Holy Prophet is the abrogation of penalties prescribed by the criminal law of Islam. Hazrat Ali has narrated according to Daylami that one sign of the latter days would be the abrogation of statutory penalties. The sign has been fulfilled. In all Islamic governments today, Islamic penalties have disappeared. In Turkey, Arabia, Egypt and Iran, and even in Afghanistan, stoning for adultery and cutting off the hand for theft are no longer recognized punishments. Some Muslim governments have agreed to their abrogation under treaty agreements with other countries. This is a clear and a significant sign. When Muslim governments were prosperous and Islamic ideas prevailed, nobody could think that Islamic penalties would ever be set aside. Nobody could imagine that there would arise such a general prejudice against the use of Islamic penalties that even those Islamic governments who wished to retain these penalties would be unable to do so. The conditions and signs so far described relate to the general state of religion, to morals, and to culture. They also relate to health and disease, to political and social conditions, and to the relation of these sexes in the general population. But the signs of the time narrated by the Holy Prophet also include signs of a cosmic character. They include signs which relate to the earth as a whole and to other heavenly bodies. Some of these I shall now describe.